Good afternoon. It is 1:30 PM and time to reconvene the regular meeting of the Snohomish County PUD Board of Commissioners. Today's date is May 7th, 2024. I'm Toni Olson, Board Vice President. I have joining me today Commissioner Rebecca Wolf, Board Secretary. And immediately to my right, Scott Jones, Chief Financial Officer. Colin Willenbrock, General Counsel. Melissa Collins, Commission and Executive Services Director. Allison Morrison, over there by the entrance, Clerk of the Board. And Morgan Stolzer, immediately to my right, Deputy Clerk of the Board. Commissioner Sid Logan, Board President, is absent today. The written record will indicate others, well, hello, who are present. Please remember to turn off and mute your cell phones or other electronic devices. Copies of the agenda may be found at the Deputy Clerk's table near the entrance to the room. Commissioner, do we have any items to changes or items to be made to the agenda?
I have none.
Thank you. Counsel, was it appropriate for me to, all right, thank you. Today, comments from the public is agenda item 3. And that is when the board will hear comments for items that are not on the listed agenda. Comments will be limited to 5 minutes. And persons shall be recognized to speak from the sign-up cards located on the Deputy Clerk's table. If joining us by Zoom, click raise hand or dial *9 if by phone. Attendees will be called upon at the appropriate time to speak. This meeting is being recorded. When addressing the board during the meeting, please step up to the podium, use the microphone, state and spell your name, and indicate where you are from. Please remain at the podium while you speak and address the commissioners, not the audience. If you have documents for the board, please hand them to the Deputy Clerk, and she will see that we receive them. And do note that with this board, all motions receive an automatic silent second, and that's to ensure that all issues can come to the floor for discussion. I will now ask you to join me in the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We will now move on to agenda item 2, which is our monthly recognitions and declarations. This month, we have an employee of the month, Sam Neatfeld. Sam, did I get it right?
Yep, that's right.
Thank you. And Scott Spar will be introducing Sam to us.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. I'm delighted to be here today to present Sam as our Employee of the Month. We'll say that we have the outgoing Employee of the Month sitting right next to Sam. And I think we pulled an even bigger crowd for Sam today. It's not comparison. Sam's been with the PUD for 29 years. Including the last 17 as a mainstay to the generation group. During Sam's tenure, we went from a single project, Jackson, to now 6 different generator projects. We implemented a new Jackson license. We brought the plants along with the NERC standards for generation. And we troubleshot roughly 1 million technical issues on a nearly daily basis. And in that same time frame, Sam was the single consistent plant electrical engineer, the one that made things work, the one that people turned to when they had questions, and the one that poured the time it took to get the unit back online. In the write-up for Sam's Employee of the Month, he was described by his colleagues as a superhero of generation. I'm going to say that that's true, but a very particular superhero. Sam's not the flashy Bruce Wayne billionaire playboy. Sam's the mild-mannered Clark Kent who could get overlooked until he steps out of the phone booth and saves the day. There's a lot of different personalities, and sometimes it feels like the promoters are the ones that get the most attention. Sam's not a promoter. He's a soft-spoken kid from Nebraska, I think. That's where Clark Kent is from, too. He grew up with a stack of electrical meters in his garage, testing those. Hopefully that led to his future career path. Sam enjoys being outside in wide open spaces, hiking, or playing around golf. But Sam has a mind that understands the droop curves of generators, and at the drop of a hat, you could use that whiteboard to precisely explain those droop curves of the generators. Sam's incredibly steady, someone who never lets on that he doesn't have time for your questions, even when there's a ton of things going on. I'm going to relate one thing that I think lays out Sam's time here. Like I say, he's been in our group for 17 years. There's only been one time during that time that I've ever wondered where Sam is because he was so steady. He was gone for a Monday, and I think we asked him about it Tuesday, and he had been stuck behind like a flash flood on a hiking trip in the North Cascades. When I asked Sam about it, it was just, oh yeah, we had an extended, you know, trip out there, you know, unexpectedly. But that just matched Sam's personality perfectly. He's just always very nonchalant. He figures out what the problem is and how to get around to it. When you're not the loudest in the room, you have to be all that more helpful and impactful to get this kind of recognition. Sam is that as, and more. And I'm so excited to present him as our employee of the month.
Speech.
Get up, Sam.
Okay. Well, thank you, Scott. Those are very kind words. I'd just like to thank my coworkers for nominating me for this award. It's greatly appreciated. You know, working is work, and we do a lot of work, and it's just really nice when you like your coworkers and you can come to work and enjoy the people we work with, and I thoroughly enjoy all of my coworkers, and I'm thankful that they also enjoy working with me. Thank you for the nomination. I'd also like to thank my wife, Victoria, who's here today. I have a very happy and healthy home life, and I'll tell you one thing, it's easier to be productive at work when your home life is good and supportive, and Victoria is very supportive of all my work efforts and anything that I need to do as far as extra time or whatever needs to be done. She's always like, hey, go do it. Thank you, Victoria. And then I believe my parents are calling in today or are watching on the Teams meeting. So
from Nebraska.
Nebraska, yeah. Oh. Yeah. So
are they on Zoom or?
I believe so.
Yeah.
There's Joanne.
Hello, parents.
Joanne.
I'd like to thank my parents for supporting all my endeavors. You know, I came out here in 1995 and they just supported my desire to move out here and been supportive of everything I've done since. And so I'd like to thank everybody for all that support and appreciate the nomination as Employee of the Month.
We thank your parents for having you. Wonderful picture.
Aussie here says, get over here.
Oh. Well, there's my dog.
That's a great picture of the dog.
Thanks.
It's wonderful. I love that.
Thank you.
And here's a jacket. I think it's a jacket. It has a zipper.
Cool. It looks like the one I
selected. Oh,
I have for you the month of Employee of the Month flag that you can put at your workstation, home in the bathroom, or wherever you want.
In your trophy case? All right.
You know, I was looking at your write-up, super write-up.
Okay.
Your history with the PUD and all the great and wonderful things you've done. And some stuff really stood out to me. Excuse me, I typed it up because I can never remember anything. But your teammate said exemplifies high standards that we pride at the that we pride ourselves at the PUD. Strong commitment to team. He is, and that's what I've heard here from, I think, you. He's calm. He's cool and collected. And he is someone who stands out in a quiet way. And where I'm going to with this, there's a plan behind. I'm thinking that we should send him with these stellar talents, characteristics, and accomplishments. Maybe we should loan him to the government in DC. Perhaps, just perhaps, some of these excellent traits might rub off through osmosis or something like that. I don't know. I just. Well,
a nice thought.
And one last thing. I did see that your work on FERC and NERC standards, that's a big job. And the attention to detail, and I know a little bit about it, and just enough to get in trouble. And so I really commend you on that, because the work that you and others on your team that do work on it save us millions of dollars in, you know, possible fines. Have we had a finding in the last few years?
No, we have been really good.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
So, yeah. Thank you.
Well, it's been rocks. That's all.
No, it's been very encouraged to do good in that work, and we've done great. So,
yeah, dedication to do that.
Two things that impressed me in the reading about you that Scott or some of you prepared was that your fellow workers say, well, what does Sam say? Have you passed that by Sam? So it's like, that says so much, you know, that he's like the one, the go-to guy. Maybe Scott too, I don't know. Anyway, we're very proud of you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
One more shot, I forgot.
Okay.
This may be a record. Sam's not a three-peater, he's a four-peater, right? Two teams of the month, two employees of the month, is that correct? That might be a record. So you've got another accomplishment at the beginning. Anyway, really appreciate what you do for us and a part of a good PUD family.
Thanks.
Oh, us? Well, he may also, after us, may want to have someone take a picture with his wife.
Sure.
All right, but let's start here.
Victoria.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we would love to be able to include those that are coming from outer space, but I don't.
Thanks. Thank you.
Good job, Sam.
Oh, you're leaving us so soon.
Power doesn't generate itself. Back on the bike, pedaling.
We will now move on to agenda item 3, comments from the public. Are there any comments from the public on items not on today's agenda? And I do have one blue card from an old friend.
Evil
Hans Dunshi. Hans, please come to the podium.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm a little depressed because all those people left.
I know.
Yeah. For me.
No, it's us, really.
Did you always like a crowd?
Hans Dunshi, Snohomish. I have solar panels, and they're great, and I love them, and the PUD does well by them. I began to sort of think, as my mind often does, sort of out to how do they fit in the community and in the future. And then I started looking at the future and going, wow, you folks have, you know, projections of increased power need, and you have the ghost of whoops hanging over you, because you remember.
Thank you so much.
Well, I knew it was in you. I'm just talking about how hard your work is going to be, because, you know, people put on a sweater, turn down their thermostat, and five nuclear plants disappeared. So then I started thinking about, well, the power that I produce during the day, of course, doesn't really do you good when you need it, which is in the evening. So, and there are only 4,500 net meter people in your district, so that's not really much, but it's going to increase a lot. You've got $157 million Fed money coming for solar panels. And the way they constructed it, actually, I would suspect their target audience, I suspect a lot of that would show up in Snowpit District, because pretty much got to be a single family house and not real high end. So that's going to put it in sort of medium to lower income areas, which this district has a lot of. And then panels have dropped 50% in cost in the last year. So I think a lot of people are going to do that. So you've got this opportunity coming at you and this problem. And earlier there's an article on the Seattle Times, no, excuse me, on the New York Times today on batteries and California. And thank God California's out there stumbling around on this problem, and you get to look at their disasters and look at their successes.
Learn from it,
right. And personally, looking at batteries, so they had a picture of a battery rack being built, which was 43 acres of batteries. God, that just can't be the way. And in the comments, which I read in your packet, somebody said, might have been one of you folks, build the biggest possible battery. Well, it might be the size of this building, or two of these buildings, or three of these buildings to meet the need you're going to have to meet. So, and this is mainly a question. I started looking at pump storage, which is you take the power that I produce at noon and you use it to pump water back up a dam, and then you use it later. And this is the question at the end of my testimony. Have you looked at, first, Bonneville ought to be the one on this, but they're not exactly light of foot. But the beauty of a PUD is you are light of foot, and you also have, you look forward, and it isn't just, you don't look at just that moment's profit, which I think the batteries really are the private sector doing what they do, which answer the question right now, and really not have that long view. They want to have the quarterly return, but a PUD, you know, this is PUD number one, is about the future and how do you plan for that future in a way. And you have Spada Lake, and I have none of the answers about this, except I know that my transmission lines that come to my house are hooked to Spada Lake, and they're also hooked to Bonneville, so the power can go that way without building any transmission lines, which is one of the big concerns about if you start plopping power around. And this is a ridiculously simple example, but you could just strap a couple of pipes to the outside of Spada Lake and put a pump in them, and you wouldn't even have to move any dirt. But anyway, this is a question. Have you thought about that? Is there a possible way to study that? That's the end of my testimony. Thank you.
Thank you, Hans. It was very good to see you.
Good to see you. Yeah, I haven't spoken public for a long time, and I couldn't even find a tie.
You do not need a tie to come here.
I was thankful for that.
Me either.
It's just wild. No ties.
This is no ties day.
What when I left the place that had the dress code, the pile of ties was quite large, and I didn't burn them, but I wanted to, you know, airport. Thank you.
Thank you a lot.
For those who don't know, Hans Dunty was in our legislature for quite some time.
Too long. I leave.
We will now move on to.
We do have some comments from the public.
Oh, I apologize, yes.
Gayla Schumay.
Gayla?
Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon, commissioners. I'm Gayla Schumay from Edmonds. I was glad to see that when Garrison was speaking, he said that we are building the largest battery in the state of Washington. But my question is, what if there's no energy to store in that battery? I am concerned about our dependence on BPA. What happens when their supply declines so that they cannot meet our needs? I would feel much better if we had control over more of our own electricity and were not so dependent upon the BPA. I want to ask a couple of questions as a result of that. Where are we building solar farms? Where are we building wind farms? Giving incentives to individuals and businesses to install solar as a way to increase our supply over which we have some control. We will need at least 30% more electricity than we have now because our snowpack is declining, our overall water is declining, and the increase in needed electricity is increasing exponentially. And I do not see that we have ways to increase our supply with the current, under our current plan. So I would again ask that, and maybe I need to talk with Garrison, that we look at places where there are fields that cannot be used for agriculture and make those into solar farms, that we give incentives. Now, yes, there's an incentive with an IRA, but it's 30%. Let's give a PUD incentive for people to put solar on their homes and also for businesses to encourage them. That way, we would increase the amount of electricity that we have some control over. So I'm begging you to please consider that and come up with ways that we don't have to be so dependent on the BPA. I know you're working on it. I'm just suggesting we need to work faster. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's no other one.
No other ones?
Thank you.
We will now move on to our consent agenda. Item 4 on today's agenda, 4A, approval of minutes for the regular meeting of April 16, 2024, and the special meeting of April 27, 2024. 4B, bid awards, professional service contracts and amendments. 4C, consideration of certification, ratification, and approval of district checks and vouchers. 4D, consideration of a resolution approving and adopting certain amendments and modifications in benefits for non-represented employees of the district to include modifications related to employee health benefits program and deferred compensation, among others. I will call for a motion.
I move approval of the consent agenda with the exception of miscellaneous contract number CW2254866, water taxi to Hat Island.
She has introduced the motion. Do I do the approval or get it on the table? Do we have any comments from the audience or over Zoom?
We do not.
We do not have any. Commissioners, do we have any questions on the consent agenda?
What about the other motion about changing the amount?
So that'll be under a separate motion. So you've made a motion to accept the consent agenda in its totality with the exception of that one contract.
Okay. Yes.
Proposal is to take that up separately.
Yes.
So we conclude the consent agenda.
Okay, so are we voting?
Yes.
All those in favor say aye, opposed nay.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 2-0. We're taking separately consideration approval of miscellaneous contract number CW2254866 Water Taxi to Head Island with a change to the base bid amount from $400,000 to $200,000. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval of miscellaneous contract number CW2254866 Water Taxi to Hat Island with a change to the base amount, base bid amount from $400,000 to $200,000.
Do we have any comments from the public?
We do not.
We do not. Anyone in the audience? Commissioners? No, any comments on this last item?
Oh, one comment. I'm happy to see that it's half as much. That was one of my questions.
That's a good thing.
That was one of my questions today, so you've already answered it. Yeah.
And I didn't even know if we had a service like that. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor say aye, opposed nay.
Aye.
Aye. That motion passes 2-0. We will now move on to agenda item 5, General Manager's Report.
Thank you, Commissioners. A few things. Reminder, I mentioned this earlier, John's in Washington at NERC meetings. He's going to go to Salt Lake City after that for the NWPPA Board Annual Conference. Customer service and energy, customer energy services, sorry. A shout out to Energy Services and Governmental Affairs. We applied for and were awarded a pretty sizable clean energy grant, $13.7 million as a part of the Climate Commitment Act. It's going to be distributed in $200 bill credits to our most vulnerable customers. We think there's about 68,000 customers that that'll impact.
Oh, really?
We're still waiting for the program details from the Department of Commerce and expect funding later this year if the program details come through.
Did you say the amount?
13.7
million. Okay, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, big number. And well timed. We can use it for sure. On our income qualified discount program, we've got a new online application that's now live. You can access it through the website. We've got QR codes. We'll be doing mailings about that. It does have links to the VA's, to unemployment, Social Security websites. We'll still keep the paper applications for folks that don't have online access. On CoreCom, I won't get into too much detail on the energy block party. Aaron talked about it earlier, but it was a really good a good day. We think we had about 2,500 folks. All of our commissioners were there. Thank you all for coming. And we had great support from a lot of community partners, Everett Transit, Community Transit, Everett Fire, Everett PD, Snohomish County Search and Rescue, Snohomish County Sheriff's Department, Marysville PD, and the Washington State Patrol. And then a lot of employees that spent a lot of time helping to pull that together too. So a lot of work was done and a lot of appreciation there. Quick shout out to Jessica Spar, gave a presentation at the Marysville Business Summit. She was on a panel with some folks from the Port of Everett and the Tulalip tribes. They focused on environment and economy in the in our district footprint and talked about battery storage and some other projects. We did, the mailroom let us know we've sent 30,179 Connect Up postcards so far this year. So a lot of communication going on about Connect Up right now. And then school field trips, we've had It's up to Woods Creek and STEM Nights, and we'll have a fuller report from our education team later this year. Two things I wanted to circle back on: net metering. I talked about the fix that we had gone through. I did leave out a group that's been a part of that, the rates group, which under Jason Zaskowski's division, and Peter Downhower, Christina, and some others that you've heard from in recent presentations, but they were involved in that too, and I didn't mean to leave them out for a shout out. A lot of the heavy lifting there was our IT group, and with the support from our rates group and from our customer accounting group. And then lastly, just a point of personal privilege since I have the mic today. The Fitch ratings affirmation that Aaron had mentioned earlier, I normally won't oversell those. We get affirmations quite a bit, but in this particular case, I was really happy about that from the finance side of the house. It's common to get a ratings affirmation in the normal course of business. We've had a pretty challenging couple of years, or a couple of winters, and so in light of that, we were probably a little bit more nervous. But a ratings affirmation and a stable outlook was a really, really nice result from that. And Fitch asked a lot of really good questions. And our finance side of the house led that effort with Angela and Lauren. But we had a lot of people from around the district that contributed to that. So it was a nice shout out. It's one of those things that kind of happens behind the scenes, and we want to stop and celebrate them sometimes because there's a lot of work that goes into that. And it's a nice affirmation of sort of the broader financial health of the organization too. That's all I've got, Commissioner Olson.
Let's move on then to agenda item 6, commission business, 6A, commission reports.
President Sid Logan and I both attended PDC and PNUC meetings. It was, as always, very educational. And you attended also virtually. So, yeah, those are rich in content. And it's just always great to reconnect with people that I've gotten to know through those meetings. So that's about it. Yeah, that was last week, 3 days. And, oh, I'll be going to, where is it, Salt Lake City?
And MPB.
WPPA, yeah.
APPA, yeah.
Yeah, and on the resolution subcommittee of the Government Affairs Committee. So that'll always be interesting to listen to the new resolutions. And then in June, I'll be going to San Diego for APPA. Yeah.
Got the mix up.
I think that's about it, other than maybe some local events. But always love those meetings. Enjoy them.
Another big shout out to John Heeb and Susie Oversby, who presented at PNUC.
Yes, I called them, yeah.
They did an outstanding job.
Right, and as I mentioned this morning also, what Scott, Garrison Marr presented was so well done. I mean, people throughout the whole Northwest respect and really appreciate our staff. And they comment about what great staff we have, and I always say for sure, we are very fortunate.
I have one other topic under commission business, and I don't know if I was bringing this on you at the last minute, but as we read in yesterday's PUD newsletter, and I've been reading in the paper, this week is Municipal Clerk Week.
Right.
And it's the 55th.
Where is that clerk's?
55th annual,
is that correct?
Yeah, and I would like, Commissioner Wolf and I would like to make some comments on and appreciation and thanking our clerk's team for keeping us legal and and on point.
Oh yeah, about that.
Herding us around.
Yeah, they are our minders. Sometimes I feel like I'm in North Korea, but you know, it's
all kind of hot. Now this is supposed to be a celebration.
No, they do a great job of keeping us within the law, I guess. But no, seriously, they are magnificent. They do such a beautiful job. Sometimes I get here, you know, by 8, and everything's already prepared. It's just, here's for the clerks.
Thinking back over the years, our commission executive and services director now was once the clerk of the board. And I recall that she envisioned the value for the board and the administration and our customers for having municipal clerks, certified municipal clerks. And what year was that? Do you remember? I can't, so it was some time back when you were clerk of the board. And she sold it. Back then, it was pretty tough. If there's any money involved in it, was any money involved in it, it was pretty tough. And the board supported it, and the staff supported it. And she followed that by implementing a plan, a career growth plan, and that clerks, subsequently, all the clerks have had the opportunity to attend the classes and receive the certifications. And I believe, do all of our clerks today have certifications? I know they do. I know there's a master's and then a primary.
Yeah, so Allison received her certified municipal clerk, CMC. Jenny received hers last year, I believe, and Morgan is taking the classes to accomplish that in the next year or two.
And you have a master's too.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's tough holding down a full-time job and putting in I don't know how many hours and being in terms of hands-on training. And it's a tough go, but I'm very pleased that they have this opportunity. And I really think it brings a benefit to us. So kudos to all. I really, really, really appreciate all that you do.
I just want to add that, of course, I know we agree that they're highly professional, but they're also very caring. And they look to our needs. You know, in many ways, and that really helps us, helps our morale, and it just helps everything go better. They're very pleasant. Really, we're thankful.
Well, you know, really. And they have full-time jobs, which is really 24/7.
One other quick thing to add, just from a slightly different perspective. You know, each of us engage with our clerk's office in different ways. And, you know, in my normal day job, I have submissions for board packages and things, but occasionally I'm sitting here on John's behalf. And it's very interesting to see a lot more of the behind the scenes preparedness that goes into it. And, you know, I was getting, you know, texts late yesterday and yesterday evening on a couple of reminders of things, and people pinging me this morning to say, hey, don't forget about this or make sure this. Right. And so it's there's an ongoing thoughtfulness about it that I appreciate a lot, that when you occasionally have to come over here and sit in John's behalf, and, you know, you step into this with a lot of support from folks, and it's really nice and comfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's very much appreciated.
Thank you.
So thank you all.
As an ex-clerk as well. Thank you. We will now move on to agenda item 6B. Commissioner Events Calendar. Do we have any changes to our events calendar, commissioners?
I have none.
I didn't see anything. Let's move on to agenda item 6C, 2024 Treasury Budget Forecast and Major Project Status Report. quarter one, 2024. Sarah is,
hi.
Sarah Bonda is available to answer questions, should we have any. Do you have any questions, Commissioner?
No, I don't. I thought it was well prepared. It's quite thorough.
I don't either, and I'm gaining more confidence that it's gonna look good at the end of the year. It's gonna look good.
Keep up the love.
We will now move on to agenda item 6D, March 2024, District Performance Dashboard. Do you have any questions, Commissioner?
I have none.
I had none either. Agenda item 6E, consideration of a resolution announcing the office of commissioner to be filled at the next general election. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Do we have any questions or comments?
Sure, I think maybe everybody knows that I'm not running again, but I think we have some really good candidates lined up. I mean, who are filing this week. This is the week for them to file. And I only know of two so far, but there may be more. When I ran in 2018, there were five in the primary. And then it goes to two people for the general. So, you know, I just hope we have a good, smooth election process. And that's all I can say. It's, you know, I'm not gonna make a speech now, but, you know, I'm really gonna miss this job. But I still have, what, 6-7 months left.
Gets in your bloodstream, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I meant that as a. I'll call for a vote. All those in favor, aye. Opposed, nay.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 2-0. We're getting to the end. Agenda item 7, governance planning calendars. Are there any questions, changes to our planning calendar?
I have none at this time.
I have none either. Scott, do we have any other business to be brought before us this afternoon?
So, anything?
All right.
Good, thanks.
It is 2:12 p.m. And since there's no other business to come before the board, the meeting is adjourned. All right, thank you.